Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is March 9th, 2014. It is 7 a.m. in the morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing this broadcast a little early this morning on March 9th, 2015. I'm going to say 14 again. Good morning, good morning. This is your general strategist this morning. We are going through, the book of Proverbs. Actually, before I get into that, I just wanted to let you know that God loves you. By all the craziness that's been going on during the weekend, I've been spending some time with God, and God loves you. And this is for anybody who's listening this morning and that needs encouragement. Of course, I don't have nothing to say, but God has something to say. So we're going to go see what God says this morning. We're going to, actually, before I even get into Proverbs again, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Mompreneurs Conference coming up in May. The reason why I thought about Mompreneurs Conference is because a lot of times being a mother is not easy. Whether you're single or not, it is not easy. And I know I have kids in my life, so I understand some things about being a mompreneur. You know, you're doing your work, you're doing business, you're getting your kids ready, you're getting your husband or whoever else ready, or, you know, you got things going on in your life. So we're going to have a Mompreneurs Conference in May, and we're going to celebrate all the mothers. We're going to celebrate all the business owners. We're going to celebrate all the network marketers. I'm going to give out a free book in May. Yes. I'm writing the Mompreneurs Journal, and I'm giving out a free book. So you can come and be a part. It is going to be on this show. It is all the month of May. May 2015. It's not that far away. I'm thinking about doing something else special as well, but I'm not sure of it yet. But I want you to go out there and share the information. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it on your Twitter page. Share it on your LinkedIn. And let everybody know I'm giving out a free book. A free. It's really, simply, I don't give out free books very often. And on my other show, I'm giving out free books as well. You know, I don't often do that. You know, I just started writing books September of last year. So, you know, it has not even been a year yet that I have started doing things. But by the grace of God, I'm giving out these free books, and it's a small investment. So in May, we're having a Mompreneurs Conference, and then in September, we're going to have another Vision Conference, 2015. Now, that too as well, I'm giving out a free book as well. I'm starting to think about and write what I want to write for that conference, but you want to go come. Do not miss the Vision 2015 conference. Last year, it was phenomenal. This year, it's going to be, explosion. So you do not want to miss it. Last year, we spent, We did the whole month, which is a lot. Our focus is with the Vision Conference, is to help people with vision. If you ever know of a vision or a dream that you have had, and you need that encouragement or that push, you want to come to the conference, period. There is no ifs, ends, and buts, but I'm busy, but I'm this, but I'm that. Look, you can listen to the replay. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Jamie's Journal. You can listen to the replay of last year, and this year is going to be even better. So, you know, I might be talking about the book the first week. The second week, it depends on the speakers. So I'm looking for speakers. If you know of anybody who is talking about vision, who is a mompreneur, I want you to go out there and tell them, look, email jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and let them know, look, I've been listening to your radio show, and I want to be a part. Okay. Again, it's going to be a small investment, but it's going to be worth coming and listening besides listening to your own thoughts. There's a difference between listening to your own thoughts and your own thinking and coming to a conference where you can learn increase. You know, a lot of times I say, oh, I just want quiet. No, a lot of times you need to understand there's a difference between listening to your own thoughts and listening to somebody who can increase and motivate and push you to the next dimension in your life. So I want you to understand this. This is important. This is very, very, very important. So I want you to get ready. In the fall, I'm thinking about going through a couple of books and slowly for a reason. Because reading is important. So I'm looking at a couple books on my bookshelf, Battlefield of the Mind and a couple other things. But I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear from you and let us know what things do you need? What things do we need to talk about? The fight, failure, your frustrations. So I want you to call in or email us and let us know, how can we be of service to you today? All right, so let's get into this chapter. We're going to try and talk about Proverbs 9 and 10. Let's see, what book should I start from first? This is the first thing I wanted to tell you, that we are almost done the first book of Proverbs. The second book is 10 to 24. So the first book was chapters 1 to 9. So if you are taking notes today, you want to write this down. Proverbs chapter 1 to 9 is the first book. The second book in Proverbs is chapters 10 to 24. And we're going to get into 10 Wednesday, chapter 10. But we're going to look at 8 and 9 because we weren't on the broadcast yesterday. Chapters 8 to 9 says, wisdom personified as a woman, inviting everyone to share in the bounty of her banquet. In contrast to lustful women who call out to the simple. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. Let's go further into this these two chapters. 9:13 to 18. Now, let's see, in every proverb, this is what else I want you to know. In every proverb, there is a hidden treasure. In every proverb, there is a hidden treasure. Can we do chapter 8 and chapter 9? Chapter 9 is says to be teachable. The foundation of a prosperous life. The foundation of prosperity in every realm of life is a continual lifestyle built on the word. and the wisdom of God. The foundation of prosperity is every realm of life. It's a continual lifestyle built on the word and the wisdom of God. Wow. So let's look at the hidden treasure in chapter 8. Yes. Let's go over this real quick. Once again, Proverbs 8, wisdom stands crying out to those who will listen. Hear, for I will speak excellent and priceless things, and the opening of my lips shall be for a right thing. That was verse 6 in Amplified. The value of heeding the voice of wisdom is beyond price. All things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That's because the foundation of prosperity in every realm of life, in every realm, there's a realm to prosperity, is continual lifestyle built on the word and the wisdom of God. Who knew that there was a realm in prosperity? I didn't even know that. We need to look at that. So how do you live continual lifestyle based on the wisdom of God? Well, whatever God tells you to do in scriptures, you do it. If he tells you to think a certain way, you think a certain way. If he tells you words to speak, you should speak the words. And it goes into, you see, money isn't enough to ensure a good life. Hopefully you can hear me. In fact, many times when people prosper in the world and acquire a great deal of money, it does them more harm than good. So when I talk about building a foundation for a prosperous life, I'm just talking about financial prosperity. That's a part of our inheritance as children of God. I'm talking about prosperity for the whole man, which includes healing, supernatural peace, and mental soundness. Mental soundness. As well as financial and material increase and stability. Wow. So that was chapter 8. And God wants us to prosper. That's basically what it's saying in Proverbs chapter 8. I hope you went over and read that proverb, that chapter. God wants you to prosper. It is not the will of God for you not to prosper. God doesn't want you to be in lack. And this is God. It says, then I may cause those who love me to inherit true riches. Proverbs 8:21. My hand's getting tired. And that I will fill their treasures. It has always been God's desire for his family to prosper. So I want you to say this. God will help me prosper. God is going to help me prosper in every area of my life. God is going to help me prosper in every area of my life. Because that's what the word says. Proverbs. We just read it. Proverbs 8, verse 21. We just read it. God wants you to prosper. Seek first God and his wisdom. We saw earlier, wisdom is better than rubies and pearls. That's exactly what Jesus said. Seek aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified. And then all these things taken will be given you besides. I wonder if that was said wrong. His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. That's what it says. The building of the foundation of godly prosperity is the result of living for God and putting his word first in our lives. As we seek first after God, his way of doing and being right, we are putting ourselves in a position for increase. Somebody say increase. So I want you to read Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12, and let's go and get into chapter 9 real quick. But God wants you to prosper. He touch me. What's that? Oh, that was chapter 8. Okay. What am I missing? What am I missing, y'all? Okay, yes. Chapter 9. If you're going to grow in God and walk in his wisdom, you will have to stay teachable. You will have to stay teachable. One thing I understand in God's word is that all the years that I've been reading his word, you gotta be able to hear from him when he gives you a word or a thing to do. And that's what I did. I wrote out of Matthew 6:33. I wrote, ask, seek, and knock, because that's what God wanted me to do. So sometimes you've got to hear from God and make sure it's from God. And how you know it's from God is because it's positive thing. Let me take a sip. Getting cold. All right, my music just went off. But let's get into this chapter. It says, be teachable, chapter 9. Be willing to take correction. Graciously receive correction from others. There's a hidden treasure. It's like, where is it? Okay, so the hidden treasure in chapter 9. Proverbs, another vital key to walking in the wisdom of God, the ability to take correction. As we look at this chapter, we're going to focus on the subject of being teachable. Of being teachable. Okay, this chapter starts out with wisdom once more inviting those who lack understanding to forsake the foolish and supplant simple-minded and live and walk in the way of insight and understanding. Proverbs 9, verse 6. Notice that wisdom always seems to be crying out, endeavoring to bring the hard-hearted and the naive to their senses so that they don't continue on their way to their own destruction. That speaks of the heart of God. He wants us to walk on his path that leads to abundant life. So God has an abundant life for us. You just got to follow it. You just got to follow it, ladies and gentlemen. There, you know, and I understand But I got bills to pay, but I got this to do, but I got that to do. Yeah, but his word is true. And if you wanna I'm gonna tell you, there's many times when and even this year I've taken a stroll in fasting. I've taken a stroll and seeing what God really, really has for me. And I haven't, well, look, the only one I told is my mom, but still, you know, there are some times when you need to fast and say, okay, God, what do I need to do? What do I really need to do? And let's look at that some more. Proverbs 9. And walk in the way of insight and understanding. Because if you don't understand and you don't have insight, then you're not resting in Him. A lot of times God will give you nothing to do because you need to listen to what He's telling you to do. You need to go back and listen, look at His word and His promises. He promised that He would give us the abundant life. Is there a roof over your head? Are your bills paid? You know, you have clothes to wear every day. You don't really want to wear the clothes that you want to wear, but you can have clothes. You have clothes on your back. You have clothes. You have shoes to wear. You know, your shoes don't have holes in them yet, right? But be willing to take correction. Be willing to take correction. I honestly, sometimes I don't. I tell God all the time, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what direction to go in. So you got to seek Him, Matthew 6:33, to seek Him first. And all these things shall be added unto you. So, child of God, beloved, like the book of Ephesians says, beloved, I love that word when he says beloved. You gotta learn. You gotta learn. So the only way to learn is to get into his word and read his word. Keep on reading it. Keep on praying. Keep on saying what God says, you know, and say his word back to him. God, you said, Matthew 6:33, if I seek you first, all these things should be added unto you. And you know, a lot of times we put our focus on the material things and say, well, if she got that, how did she get that? It's not for you to know. It's for you just to put your mind on God. You know, every Sunday when I go to church, I try to put my mind on God. I don't put my mind on nobody else. Because really, if I could, I like to sit in the corner and then walk right out. Because there's just times when you got to put your focus on God. You can't put your focus on man. You can't put your focus on money. Money is a requirement, but God will give you the treasures and the desires of your heart. Let me take another sip before I... So I want to thank you for joining me for my broadcast today. We are normally on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m., but I just did my broadcast early because of I will be busy later today. Hopefully, I said something that you will understand, but I want you to go back. I want to challenge you to go back and listen. Look at verses, chapters 8 and 9, not verses, the chapters. They're short chapters, but sometimes we don't understand and we don't trust in God. So I want you to understand God has something for you. And it is for you to go out there and get it. But sometimes you got to keep on running until you get what God has for you. So God has more for you, and God has more to give you, but you got to go out there and keep on speaking his word. God, you said that you will supply all my needs according to thy riches and glory. God, you said, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. God, you said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I've been quoting all week long, all weekend. God, you said in your word, you are not the author of confusion. So sometimes when confusion comes around, when things get crazy, you go in your back room or wherever it is and say, God, you said you are not the author of confusion. So keep that on the forefront of your mind. We will be back on Wednesday, regular time at 10 a.m., and Friday at 10 a.m. So you want to go out there, share, tell everybody about the information, because this is important information for everybody to know. So this is your journal strategist. I keep on saying something specialist. Your journal strategist. I'm on all social media. You can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And let me know, Jamie, I want to be on your show. Jamie, I want to come to the Mompreneurs Conference. All you got to do is dial in. You don't have to go nowhere except right. You just got to dial in. That's all you need, you and your phone. But I want to say God bless you and have an awesome and abundant Monday.